poll, 71% of Americans support legal limits on abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 20, 2022. A Knights of Columbus/Marist poll released Thursday on the eve of the 2022 March for Life reveals 71% of Americans support legal limits on abortion. According to the poll's results, 49% of Democrats support limits on abortion, while 93% of Republicans and 70% of independents support the same. Of those surveyed, overall 54% said they are opposed to taxpayer funding of abortion within the United States, while 42% support it. Regarding taxpayer funding of abortion overseas, 73% said they are opposed to using tax dollars to fund those abortions, with 22% supporting it. Those opposed to American taxpayers funding abortion abroad include 59% of those who identify as pro-choice, 55% who say they are Democrat, 95% who identify as Republican, and 74% of independents. The abortion industry has taken advantage of the pandemic and the upswing in telemedicine by successfully lobbying the Biden administration to ease federal rules that govern the receipt of abortion-inducing drugs in the mail for the purpose of at-home abortions, instead of at a health provider's office. The poll found 63% opposed the easing of these federal rules, while 33% support it. Of those who oppose, 43% identify as pro-choice, 42% as Democrat, 86% as Republican, and 63% as independent. Asked whether it is possible to have laws that protect both a mother and her unborn child, 81% of those polled believe it is possible, while 14% said laws must choose to protect either the mother or the baby. Among those who said laws can protect both mother and child, 76% identify as pro-choice, 79% as Democrat, 88% as Republican, and 78% as independent. The poll also found that 75% of Americans believe healthcare professionals with religious objections to abortion should not be legally required to perform the procedure, including 67% of those who identify as pro-choice, 65% as Democrat, 87% as Republican, and 76% as independent. When it comes to the direction of government policy, there has been consistency and consensus in American public opinion on the issue of abortion over the decades, said Dr. Barbara Carvalho, director of the Marist poll. The survey has been commissioned annually for over a decade by the Knights of Columbus, one of the world's leading international charitable organizations, and conducted by the Marist poll. Supreme Knight Patrick Kelly of the Knights of Columbus lamented the tragic destruction of more than 60 million unborn lives post-Roe v. Wade in a statement about the new poll. As we await a decision in the Supreme Court case Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, our polling continues to show that over 60% of Americans reject the central holding of Roe v. Wade, and want to return the decision to the states or make abortion illegal. Roe v. Wade was wrong when it was decided, and its legacy is the tragic destruction of more than 60 million unborn lives and countless wounded women. The time has come for America to turn the page on Roe. The survey of 1,004 adults was conducted January 4 to 9, 2022 via telephone on landline or mobile numbers using live interviewers. Results are statistically significant within plus or minus 3.3 percentage points. Results of the subset of 849 registered voters are statistically significant within plus or minus 3.6 percentage points.